Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Mr. Rob Parker.
Rob
and we are
coming
to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. What's up, man? How are you?
We'll do it live. No, we are live. Everything is good. It's a Magic City Monday. I'm cold. I'm wet. I'm hungry.
Man, look, you live in L.A. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yes.
Cold and wet there is a sunny day somewhere.
No. Chris, today is
cold. It's going to be cold and wet where I'm at for like the next 3 months.
Yeah, what are you? I know, right?
And then it'll be replaced by snow.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
I don't want to hear that.
All I want you to know is I got the heat on in my apartment in L.A., all right? I'm dead serious, Chris. I'm not kidding you. The heat is on today.
I remember those L.A. winters. Yeah,
you know, like it could be wet and it could get cold.
Well, it gets cold at night.
At night.
At night,
in the desert.
Ridiculous. You think you're in shorts and a T-shirt during the day.
Right.
And you're freezing at night. So I'm with you on that. But
did you travel this weekend? Yes, I was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, you went to the game.
And I went to the, Texans
so
and
did you have a sit-down with Kyler?
Well, I stood up and he sat down. You know, otherwise, it was going to be a problem. Though it was good to see him live, you know, and just to watch him, Chris. You know, like it's different watching television and watching, you know, the guy break on plays and the way he moves and people trying to maneuver him. So I was there. I ran into Andre Ware, who was the former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback from 1989, Chris.
Yep, I remember Andre. I knew Andre, you know, at the old network.
I covered Andre when he was with the Lions in 1993 when he was a quarterback.
He was a prolific at Houston.
In college.
Oh, my
right.
God.
And you know what he had? Unbelievable. So you won a Heisman Trophy. Guess what his touchdowns and interceptions were in the NFL? You ready? Just take a guess. How many?
I bet you it was more interceptions.
But okay, that's true. How many? He was with the Lions from 90 to 93.
So that's all he played, those 3 years?
I think that's it.
Maybe
he was in training camp with two other teams, but he never played again.
All right, I'm going to say he had 3 years. I'm going to say he had 15 touchdowns and 29 interceptions.
Way high.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
5 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Wow. That's it. So did he ever start?
Yeah, he started a few games. It was because Rodney Pete was there. You remember it was a quarterback shuffle.
Yeah,
he was in and out. He was a 7th overall pick in the first round, Chris, and never really got to play, and it never worked out. But anyway, it was great to see him.
One of my first cousins she knew him well. He actually knows that side, that part of my family well, because he was married to one of their best friends. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We ready to rock and roll. Obviously, recapping a football weekend. We got super producer Rob G in the house. John Ramos is on the ones and twos for the time being. Don Brown, Don Brown. Should be here at some point.
Mr. Ramos is pinch hitting. Yes, he is.
Yes. And then Steve DeSager. It's a treat on a Monday. We usually get him on a Friday.
Well, we got Ramos and DeSager, like two veteran Fox Sports Radio veterans. All right,
Rob, let's get to it. Big story of the weekend was that the Kansas City Chiefs, already struggling, got smacked around. And it wasn't just the defense this time. The defense been getting smacked around. But the offense against a defense in Tennessee that is, you know, are they improving? Perhaps. But they are not a great defense by any stretch of the imagination. And Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs could only muster 3 points, and they were beaten soundly 27-3. 27-3, Rob. It was ugly. And Pat Mahomes struggled. Patrick Mahomes, I know that's his official name, Patrick Mahomes. He struggled badly. His numbers, I don't have all his games in front of me. Got to be one of the three worst games of his career, if not the worst game of his career. He was 20 for 35, only 206 yards. That's 5.9 yards a play for him. That's
which is
horrible.
Crazy.
That's right.
The numbers
no
are crazy.
Touchdowns and one pick. So his QBR, Rob, six. Six.
What?
6.0 was his QBR. So I'm going to say this, and you know I've picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. For the first time this season, Rob, I'm worried about them now. I got to be, after, you know, the loss to Baltimore, no big deal, not worried. After the loss even to Buffalo, they'll be fine. They'll get it. Yeah, the defense is weak, but they'll get it together. Now, I'm not in panic mode. But whatever's below panic mode, distressed, disquieted, major concern, that's where I'm at, high alert. I do, and the reason I'm not in panic mode is, first of all, does this season, it's only one game they added, Rob, but doesn't it seem like this is just going to be a long season? And they're 3-4. Obviously, they still have a chance to reach the playoffs, probably as a wild card, but they still got a good chance to get in. And if they get in, it means they've righted themselves to some degree, and they'll be dangerous. So I'm not panicking, but yeah, I'm concerned. They got a lot of problems, and Patrick Mahomes has been one of them. He's still the least of my worries, but I got concerns about him too.
I think you're late to the party, Chris. I think that game against Baltimore, when they gave up an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter, which had never happened in the Patrick Mahomes era, was a sign of things to come. And I know it's easy. They have a track record. They won a Super Bowl, all those things. So you're always going to give a team like that the benefit of the doubt. But if you're just looking at the team and the eye test, something's not right. They went out. They spent a ton of money on defensive players. I think the second highest in the league, right, money-wise, and it didn't work out.
It got worse.
Right, they're worse.
At least to this point, yeah.
And whether it's fair or not, when a guy gets off to a start like Patrick Mahomes, Chris, and I get it, when you see the beginning, you just think he's only going to get better. Like, oh, my God, he's this good right out the bat. He's only going to get better. Everybody in Kansas City, oh, they're going to the Super Bowl every year. Forget that Andy Reid has taken a lot of teams to the conference title games, but never only hadn't won a championship, right? Like, he did it in Philadelphia. Right. They went like 4 times. So it wasn't like Andy Reid can't put a team together, but it wasn't like automatic. And I think everybody thought, here we go. They're going to run off all these wins. Patrick Mahomes took a team-friendly contract. They got better after the year. They won the championship. They brought back all their players. I mean, this is a juggernaut. He's going to win 5 MVPs. They're going to win 4 or 5 Super Bowls. He's the heir apparent. And now we look at it, and all of a sudden, none of that looks to be the case. And worse, they're not scary anymore. They're not. Not even Patrick Mahomes is the same anymore, where you feel like, how are you going to stop that guy? How are you going to beat them? No matter what happens, he's makeup, Chris. He's going to cover up the flaws and the blemishes, right? That's what great quarterbacks do.
He has done the last 3 years.
Right? Right. Aaron Rodgers did it for years, Chris, with their defense. They never had a top 5 defense, but they were always in the playoffs. Right. Always a viable threat, despite not having the weapons defensively, is what I'm talking about, right?
Right, you're right.
Right, and guys like that, quarterbacks like that, they mask a lot of stuff. And you think that a team is better than it is. I just don't think that in the AFC, and I'm not saying they're not going to make the playoffs or they'll never win again, but it ain't. This is not the team that won the Super Bowl. This is not Patrick Mahomes who won the MVP. Things have changed with this team, and Chris, they got to get it together quickly because the AFC has some good teams, and you don't want to be at a disadvantage. And if they really, and I know the defense in the second half didn't allow any points, which was a good sign, right? But maybe Tennessee had already.
I was gonna say it's 27.
They did their thing. No, I get
they were like, we're gonna run the football.
We're gonna run the football.
One thing Kansas City
they kept
did well
Derrick Henry under 100.
Right, that's the one thing they did well. So, is that they defended Henry well. That's it. And
which is crazy,
half,
and they still got run out of the building.
Second half, Rob, Tennessee was content to just run the ball, even if you're slowing him down.
Which is what I would have done, too, if I was a coach.
Right.
You run the football.
Especially when that's their strength.
And I'll throw on third downs, Chris, when it's third and six and I need a first down. But I'm not going to just get out there and just throw the football around. So, it is hard to look at the Chiefs and see where they are in such a short period of time and to think that Mahomes could have such a bad game. And you're right. Yesterday, we've been talking about it. You know, a lot has been the defense. He's feeling pressure to do some stuff. But yesterday, he was just bad. I don't know. I don't even know what else to say. He was bad.
Rob, what I saw Mahomes, and this is the first time in his career, obviously he hasn't had many down moments in his career, but I felt like he was caught. I felt like for the first time ever, he was second-guessing himself. I felt like in the first half, he was trying to make too much happen, as he's done throughout his career, right? And the play that I think everything turned and he began second-guessing himself was on that fumble in the second quarter.
Okay.
And you remember he was running.
And he was trying to get a couple extra yards.
Right. It was like you could almost hear. I felt like I could almost hear him in his head saying, should I slide? Should I slide? Or go for these extra yards? He went for the extra yards because they're down, and he fumbles. So I felt like, Rob, in the second half, for the first time ever to my eyes, he looked like he was second-guessing himself. Like, should I play to my instincts and make these crazy throws that I've always made? Or should I just be Mr. Cautious? Because I've been playing to my instincts, and I'm turning the football over.
Right, right.
And you know what I mean? So I think he was second-guessing himself. And so ultimately this could be good because he's got to, you know, this is the first time they've hit adversity. And first time he's hit adversity.
And at
and
this
so
level,
that can
right,
always
right.
build you up. Right, that can always make you better if you respond. Right, let me say this because you brought up Aaron Rodgers, Rob. And obviously, you know, I've said Mahomes is Jordan-esque. He's got GOAT potential. And I'm staying on that. One bad year, if that's what this becomes, doesn't ruin that. But Aaron Rodgers, when he got to the Super Bowl so early in his career as a starter, what was it, his third year as a start, fourth year as a starter, something like that? Rob G, get that for me. But we thought, right, Rob? Oh, he's going to a few of these. And he still may later. But it's been a decade, and he hasn't even been back to the Super Bowl.
It ain't that easy.
Part of it's the defense. He's you know, he's not blameless, but the defense has been bad. Then let's go to Dan Marino, Rob, who many will tell you.
He went his second year, Chris. He went his second year.
Many will tell you those three I just named, Mahomes, Rodgers, Marino, best ever throw the football. And Marino never won a Super Bowl. You said it got there his second year. So check this out, Rob. Marino, in his first 6 years, he led the league in passing yards four times in those 6 years, led it in touchdowns three times in those 6 years. And at that time, he went 48 in his second year when they got to the Super Bowl, 48 touchdowns, Rob. The record was Y.A. Tittle with 36.
What you think about
so
that?
I mean, it'd be like somebody throwing 70 right now, you know? And then he goes 44 2 years later to be the only other quarterback to go or the only quarterback to throw for 40-plus touchdowns in a year. Check this out. His last 11 years, Rob, never again led the league in touchdowns. Only threw 30, exactly 30, one time. Never threw more than 30 touchdowns. And led the league in passing yards once.
Wow.
So, I mean, he obviously is a great all-timer, Hall of Famer, all that. But his first 6 years were his best.
Right.
So you don't know, you know, I'm not predicting demise for Mahomes,
no,
but it's possible.
It is possible that someone could get off to such a blaze of glory and things turn. And if the team's not right, and who knows how long Andy Reid is going to be there, Chris, you know, like, yep, there's a lot of stuff
right
that starts to play in, and then you don't know. But anyway, it is right now they're on the outside looking in going forward. We definitely want to hear from people on this.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. Is it officially time to worry about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And look, they come to the Breeders' Cup from every corner of the globe. The best thoroughbreds from around the world with one goal in mind, the title of world champion. So visit BreedersCup.com/2021 for more information and catch all the action live on November 5th and 6th. Rob, let's get to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is it officially time to worry about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs?
All right, let's kick it off with Tyler in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tyler? How are you?
What's up, guys, man? Hey, listen to you guys every single night.
Thank you.
Love you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you.
Man, Chris, I got to tell you right now, you said you're not in panic mode, and I don't see how that's possible. One of the worst QBRs in the National Football League after going up against the Buccaneers last year in the Super Bowl. I look at his 18 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. Pat Mahomes is not Pat Mahomes. A lot of people are talking about Jackson Mahomes and how his TikTok BS and this, that, the other thing. I don't buy that. I honestly truly think he's not playing good football.
And here's the other number we saw it, 16 interceptions in his last 16 games. And it's a combination, Chris. It could be. I think you hit on one thing that's right. Lack of confidence. I think indecisive. I think those are all fair points. But I think that just hit him, too.
I think it was recklessness.
He was a little reckless before, Chris, and got away with it. Because we know I brought up that number. It's not something I made up. But there's a stat out there about balls that should have been picked off or intercepted or whatever that he kind of got away with, and now some of them have caught up. It balances out sometimes in sports, and he's just in a bad spot right now. Let's go to Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How you doing this Magic City Monday?
Man,
good,
are you kidding
brother,
me?
How are you?
Doing great. Oh, man.
I'm doing good. We just finished our first Instructional League practice on River's basketball team. Let me tell you, it was fun.
Does River have game?
Well, River has game, but he's struggling right now with us working on dribbling and passing and all the basics. He wants to go out there and just shoot all the time, and I told him that we have to learn to dribble and pass to get
that's
the shot.
Right.
So
that's
it's
right.
A process.
Right. He'll get it.
But
he'll
can
get
dribble
it.
And he can pass. He's wanting to do some other things. All right, guys, on Patrick Mahomes, for me, it's really simple. If you're a Chiefs fan, I think you're worried right now about your team. As far as Patrick Mahomes goes, I'm not worried about Patrick Mahomes. He's a great player. This is the first time that he's played without everything clicking around him. They cannot run the ball. It was shown in the Super Bowl. They, you know, Tampa Bay dropped their safeties back the whole game and dared them to run the ball, and they couldn't run it. And most of it's because the offensive line does not block well at all, especially for the run. Now, after you pay your quarterback, it's hard to get keep all the pieces together, and that's something the Chiefs are going through. You've seen Russell Wilson go through this when the Seahawks started dismantling. Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback. He'll come around when the team comes around, but you just can't shine when everything else is not clicking. That's why quarterbacks, you know, often are overjudged by winning.
Well, we always know that the quarterback always gets the most credit and the most blame.
Right,
you know what I mean? Right.
Right,
both ways. So, Marty, that's fair. And
you mentioned
that.
The offensive line. They can't run block, or they're not running well, and they can't pass block. Teams are getting pressure on Mahomes without blitzing. And so they can sit plenty of guys back in the secondary and defend the receivers. And what Mahomes has not been willing to do is throw under the coverage and take the little check downs. He's looking for the big play. That's an adjustment he's going to have to make.
You don't have to
always hit a home run. Right. That's an adjustment he's going to have to make.
How about Cody in Missouri? In Mizzou, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Cody?
Man, not a whole lot, brother. Appreciate you guys having me on. Listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
As I said, in Missouri, so I'm a Chiefs fan. But I will say this. This is why I am concerned. It's a matter of how we're losing these games. We scored 3 points with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and then the guru of offensive play call, Andy Reid. That's the problem.
No, I mean, that doesn't happen very often. I mean, you're right.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's the lowest number of points Reid scored since he's been there.
Right.
2013. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I think what's hurting us, there's two things against us is, Sammy Watkins he occupied that intermediate part of the field, them 8 to 12 yard routes that we could hit on a check down. You know, Patty's looking deep all day. And the second thing that ain't going to help us is we're not going to have 6 easy games in the division because the division is actually tough
right.
this year. So
way tougher.
Well, hey, the schedule's legit because
hey, Cody,
their next
that's
four
a great
games,
point.
The next four games, they got the Giants. That's a light one. Should be a good victory. Get your confidence back. And then they got Green Bay. The Raiders, who are playing great since John Gruden's been gone, and Dallas. And then you got the division games.
Chris.
You still got the Chargers. You still got the Raiders.
You better beat the Giants. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. If they lose to the Giants,
they're in trouble.
Yeah, then they might as well go home for the rest of the season. So,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is the Odd Couple. We're waiting on our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. Like I said, you can catch him right here on Fox Sports Radio. Saturdays, co-host of the show Up on Game, and it is a lot of fun, a great listen. So definitely check it out. Of course, TJ was a former Pro Bowler as well at the wide receiver spot. And Rob, he did that. You got something to say? Go ahead.
I was going to say, and my former partner on the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast.
Yes.
Martin Weiss has taken over for me, so
Martin
they still
Weiss.
Do it.
Yes. You I know? Never missed the Lemon Pepper podcast.
That's right.
But TJ was a Pro Bowler, Rob, with Cincinnati. And you remember when Joe Burrow was going to be the number one pick and everybody was lamenting. Oh,
we talked about it.
He's got to go to the Bengals. Should he hold out?
Yep.
Should he tell him he's not going there? And you and I both said, and we first guessed this, we said, look, if you're that guy,
yes,
go there and make them better.
No doubt. This whole idea that they were going to like tell people, oh, I'm not going to Cincinnati. And we even talked about it before, Chris, with Marvin Lewis. They were getting to the playoffs. The Bengals they went to the playoffs with Marvin Lewis like seven times in 12 years or something like that. They just couldn't win a playoff game, but they were good enough to win. Right.
Yep.
We were like, what
they
are you talking about?
They did get there 7 years under him.
Right?
Yep.
He was 0-7.
And Rob, this is also a friend. I get it. It was a while ago. They've been to the Super Bowl.
They've been twice.
Like, they're not. Yeah, you're right. This moribund franchise has never had any success. No. And even if they were, hey, it's the NFL. You're going to be the number one pick. You're going to a bad team. But you and I said it. Go there, turn them around, and Rob, I'm not – look, I think they're too young, too inexperienced to get to the Super Bowl this year. They certainly can make the playoffs. I mean, they destroyed – Baltimore, who many people, I think they were number one in your power rankings. They're number one in a lot of people's power rankings.
Yeah, no.
Right. Baltimore so was 41 right. points on. That's a good defense in Baltimore. They put 41 on them, only gave up 17, corralled Lamar Jackson and the rest of Baltimore's offense. And no, that Joe was a Burrow.
That was a butt
yeah, it, yeah. You know. I like they got something going. Joe Burrow is a stud. He is a very good quarterback. I love his attitude, his confidence. And Ja'Marr Chase, Rob, this dude is special. I mean, you know this. When we were coming up, you saw guys average 20 yards per catch or close to that, right? You don't see that nowadays.
No, not at all.
It doesn't, because guys catch so many passes. That's why the numbers are way up. They're catching a lot of shorter passes and things like that.
Right.
This dude, and I don't know that he'll keep it up for the whole season, but he got 27 receptions. He's averaging over 20 yards a catch. The only player in the league with more than 20 catches who's averaging 20-plus yards a catch. And his last three games, Rob, 18 receptions. That's a good number. And 25 yards a catch.
Yeah, no, that's a great number, 18. That's not like open. Yeah, it's not like you're forcing it. You know what I mean? Like
it's, right. And it's not too small of a sample size.
No, that's a good number right there. Wow.
Now, he may not keep up, you know, 20 yards a catch for the whole season.
I think that would be really hard. And as time goes on and people get film,
right,
and they start to play their defense differently, you know, you got to make an adjustment. There'll be an adjustment at some point, you know, and it doesn't mean that they're not. But right now, the Bengals, and remember, Chris, you talked about before, they almost beat the Packers. The Packers missed three field goals, but they missed two.
They missed several, too, right.
I think they missed two, and the Packers missed three. But Crosby was able to make that won the game, but they were close to even winning that game. Imagine if they would have won that.
So do you – what do you think they are, a playoff contender or a Super – like I said, I think playoff contender,
I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. I'm not there yet. I think they're off to a great start. I need to see more. I just don't – even with a 5-2 start and a big win like that, teams have big wins sometimes and it doesn't materialize. We'll see how it is when you're the hunted – instead of the huntee,
that's a different
thing too. There's a big difference, Chris. When now people are expecting the Bengals to win and expecting you to go and win a big road game or some other scenario.
Right.
So we'll see how that plays. Or do they play down to the competition when they play a bad team? You know, thinking that they've arrived and then they get knocked off their pedestal and that. So good start. There's no reason not to look at it. And we like Joe Burrow. We both talked about it. Because I remember when people were even questioning whether or not they should take him. Remember that? Like, he only really played.
Because he might not play. Oh, you're talking about just because, yeah.
Yeah, you remember, like.
It was a heck of a year.
No, right. and we talked about, like who talks themselves out of taking a guy who probably had the greatest year ever as a quarterback in college football? Like, what general manager would talk themselves out of it? Like,
right. And look, Rob, he's from Ohio.
Right.
All right, they had to take him, and good for them that they did. That
it was like the Lonzo Ball, like with Magic, right? He's from L.A. area, Chris. Yeah, like, certain things you cannot pass up because you'll get killed. Imagine if they didn't take him. They get killed.
And they didn't take him, and he's doing this somewhere else. And this is the difference. And look, quarterbacks need help. So that's legitimate. But Sam Darnold, who obviously has come back to earth with a thud in Carolina.
He got benched. He was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they say he'll start, you know, going forward if they don't get Deshaun Watson. We'll talk about that a bit later. But back, you look, if you're that guy, Rob, we said it, and we're not – look, they got a long way to go. But you can go to a place and turn it around. And so far, Joe Burrow has done that in this short season right now. We'll see if they keep it up. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Plenty more for you. Is it Parker's power rankings? Is that next on the that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Tuesday,
oh, but Rob does have a special situation coming up. The debut of Shekel City. All right, Shekel City. Listen at your own risk. Bet at your own risk on Rob's picks. That's next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And don't let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive. Simple as that. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Rob, I just had an M-Drive shake today. Greens, puts all your vegetables you need in the shake. Weight loss program, you know, fills you up so you're not eating all day. And then worked out and felt great, man. This M-Drive, I'm telling you, I'm young. I'm young! So visit mdriveformen.com to get 20% off with this promo code, OddCouple. And don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. All right, Rob, we're going to get into this Monday night football game. But first, you got a little Shekel City for us.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
City, and we're going to do this every night. It should be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's not yet.
Every night we're doing this?
Every night. I'm going to just give you what I'm thinking about.
You're full blown. It's been like months since you haven't bet.
There we go, Chris.
My goodness. How many games are you betting tonight?
I'm betting three games tonight. Here we go. Ready? Three-leg parlay. I got the Saints -5.5 Seattle. I mean, without Russell Wilson, I just cannot get with the Seahawks. I know the weather's not great, but I'm going to take the Saints -5.5. Also, Cleveland is at Denver, Chris. Denver's -9. I like this. I'm going to give up the 9 points. I like Denver at home. I know Cleveland just won. They probably feel
Denver's
good about themselves.
Tough.
But Denver's good. And then the last one, Portland is at the Clippers. Clippers -2.5. I'm going to take the Clippers. We haven't won a game yet. At home, I think they'll win a game, and they'll cover that 2.5 points. So there we go. Shekel City for your Magic City Monday. I'm not telling you to bet, but I'm betting. Oh, there we go.
All right, well, man, look, I hope you keep your money. I know how much you enjoy those Louis Vuitton seats and those Gucci slippers that you wear. So hopefully you don't have to trade those in.
Not yet. So we'll see. And Chris, we're going to do proof of performance. So we'll keep a record of what I'm doing. So we're not just throwing out things. So we'll see. And then,
so what if your record's bad? You going to stop Shekel City?
We might have to scrap it.
Or tell people to go opposite of what you say.
No, because if Caesar's sportsbook does sponsor this, then no, we'll keep going. All right.
All right. All right. Well, tonight you mentioned it. The New Orleans Saints are favored by 5.5 over the Seattle Seahawks. Of course, no Russell Wilson for Seattle. Geno Smith, he's been all right. He's been a backup, right? That's what you do. Backup's all right. You're not supposed to go in there and be Joe Montana. Wouldn't be shocked if they won, but I'm with you. I've got New Orleans. Look, Jameis, I'll say this. Jameis hasn't been as good as I expected.
No, he hasn't, Chris. Right? And we got that first game against Green Bay was an anomaly. Like, that just, right?
Yeah, I mean, he threw 5 touchdowns. But even then, he only threw for 148 yards.
Right. But
now,
still,
on him. Some of that's they're protecting him, I guess, by having a short passing game. But I will say this, right? And I said, I get teased for this on First Things First every morning. We had to pick a dark horse. Now, you know, Tom Brady was my MVP pick preseason. I'm feeling good about that one. And Jameis was like my dark horse, right? Just, hey, if somebody's going to win it that nobody's expecting, I threw out Jameis Winston. And like we said, he's been a bit disappointing. But, Rob, I will say this. Check this out. This might surprise you. They are 3-2. You knew that.
Yes.
He has 12 touchdowns. And only 3 interceptions. And, Rob, his passer rating has been above 100 in four of the last five games.
Oh, he's played better than I thought.
Or four of their five games, period. And his overall pass rating is 108.1. Now, the thing is, he hasn't thrown for much yardage. And they did open it up a little. They've opened it up a little bit more lately. Like, Rob, the first three games, he threw for fewer than 150 yards in each game.
Right. But that was the game plan. You know what I mean.
Right. And it seems like they're opening it up a little bit. Last game was his best as far as yardage against Washington, a victory. He threw for 279, four touchdowns, Rob, and only one INT. So
wow,
he's not having a bad year. I just thought he'd throw for more yardage. But, you know, I don't know. Are they being smart with him by being cautious?
And maybe
Are they keeping it up a little more?
Maybe they're keeping the training wheels on him, Chris, so that you don't have the – you know, because you know,
what
like
in Tampa Bay.
In Tampa Bay, and that offense, remember that year, he led the league in passing yards. That was the year he had the 30
picks.
Right,
that's why I was expecting fireworks without as many interceptions. And he hasn't made mistakes. You know, turnovers are a death knell, Rob. And so if it means him not throwing for a ton of yards, but he's not going to turn the ball over, I guess that's the trade you'll make. Rob, he's eighth in the league in passer rating at 108.1. And I said, I think Tom Brady's MVP. Brady's and Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, their passer rating, 108.2. So, you know, Jameis Winston is not playing poorly. He's just not lighting it up for yards. 178 a game for the yards. But we'll see what he does tonight. That Seahawks defense, you know, not the greatest. So we will see if they let him loose tonight. And maybe he'll put up some yards tonight. But I am with you on this, Rob. I do have the Saints winning this. And, you know, I picked them to make the playoffs as a wild card. And I think they got to show. They win tonight. They're 4-2. Obviously, Seattle, Rob, they're 2-4. They're hoping to get a win desperately. They think Russell Wilson will be back in Week 10. And so they got to hold the fort until he gets back. They get a win tonight. That'll be huge for them and keep them alive in that NFC.
Yeah, it is it's a big game. And without Russell Wilson there going to Seattle, Chris, you got to win that game. That's the way I look at it. I'm hoping that they can cover the 5.5. Right, for New Orleans. You know, like that's one of those opportunities. It ain't often you get to go up there and he's not playing, right?
Right.
So you don't want to squander it, and you want to take advantage of it. So I'm expecting them to do that as well. So it'll be Monday Night Football. We'll be kicking off in, 25, 30 minutes? Here
so, Rob, what are we talking about in Shekel City? Like, you, if you lose, you come in tomorrow, are you, like, despondent?
You know what I bet today?
Are you
on
in,
that?
Like, old rags because you had to sell some of your nice clothes?
Nah.
Are you riding a bike into work versus, you know,
versus driving
car,
in the car? Like. Here we go, Chris. It's real simple. I bet $50 on that. The Saints, Nuggets, and Clippers. If I win, I win $342.08. Would you want to make $300 off of a $50 bet? That's not like that's
and
not
you only
ridiculous.
Lose 50, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. Like I could afford that.
You go get a new backpack. Well, you save up.
I would have to save
up 5 weeks. You go get a backpack. Keep it locked, a couple 2 hours.